stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, April 26th. We're back in the studio after a day off.
And it's raining again.
It's raining
again.
Damn
it.
Do you believe it? It's almost May and it's raining,
you know.
All winter, we didn't get any rain at all. Now we're getting all of it.
I know. It's like, what is going on? Well, I guess in a way, it does rain a lot, though, in May, I feel like, sometimes.
It usually never does. No, I mean, February, I think, is our last wet month, and that's it, you know.
I think last year, I feel like it. Maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. I just want it to be summer so badly.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can't wait.
I know. Summer smells good in the air. And
smells oh so
yeah,
good.
And
smell it. Retarded.
I know. This past weekend was pretty warm, I guess. And so everybody's already dressing in their summer clothes and stuff. You know? And sundresses and shorts and stuff.
I was wearing sundresses. Yeah, you're like, I like that.
Yeah,
I like to look up them. bend over, please. Wind, have a little breeze, please.
Yeah, exactly. So I like the clothing in the summer, I guess.
Of course you do. Or
the lack thereof.
Less is more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird. I don't know if that made sense or not. But
So how are you doing today?
I'm good. You know, I'm tired, but yesterday I was so hungover. So,
really?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Did you drink a lot the previous night?
I did. I went out and had a blast. It was really fun and just got really just silly.
Plastered.
Yeah. But it's funny because I wasn't drinking for a while. Like, I stopped drinking for a while. And then I went up north over the weekend and I went to the wine country, which was great and fantastic. And got really stupid because you have to, like, you know, tasting wine. And I was like, I'm the type of taste wine to, like, spit it back in. Like, I'm drinking that, you know?
Really, yeah.
And we did, like, the Hearst Castle and everything, and I had to do some reviews in some places. But there came to a point where we knew everything. Everything closes at, like, 7,
really?
Okay? And most of the wineries close at 5:30.
Right.
So you're like, crap, it's 4:30 now. What am I going to do? So we were like, let's race and see how many, like, wineries we can get in before 7. So we went around and we went to one, and like 15 minutes in one, we're like, fine, $5, like it is for a tasting.
Right.
And you get like a tasting of like all these different wines or whatever, $5 to $8, whatever it is. And then they waive it if you buy a bottle. And so we're like, let's go, bam. So like we're at 15 minutes at one place, got really, like, really silly. And then we went to another place, 15 minutes. We were like on a roll, like every place 15 minutes. Let's do this, next spot. And it was really funny, and I got really, really retarded.
Really?
Because I don't drink anymore.
Yeah,
so I was,
know,
like, such an idiot. But it was funny. And then last night, just drinking, like, switching back to whiskey was like, whoa, what? You know, because I just was drinking wine over the weekend. So that was pretty interesting. But
yeah. Well, when we went horseback riding a couple of weeks back, we went for wine tasting as well. It was sort of like included.
Where'd you go again?
This was like Santa Ynez.
Okay.
If you want to know, I'll tell you about it. But it's like, you know where Solvang is?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So it's right there.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, because we passed through that to go to the other one.
So exactly.
And I saw that on the way back. I'm like, this looks really cute. What is this?
Yeah.
So
you can look it up online, and they have some horseback riding, and they just took us, and it was like the most peaceful thing ever. You know? And so after that, we went wine tasting, and it was included. So
That's
we went
so cool.
to the winery.
Yeah.
And you know, so we're getting all this tasting and stuff, and then I'm, you know, and it was all included. So I tell my wife, I said, maybe we should buy something, you know. I mean, the guy's giving us looks here, you know.
Yeah,
and
you're
we
like,
probably should leave
him
a tip or something.
Do you tip them? I was wondering.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, because we didn't know whether to tip or not. We were like, should we?
Did I? I don't remember. Maybe not.
We didn't know, so we didn't.
Yeah.
But we bought like we each of us bought wine bottles. So like we wound up spending anyway. We bought like 3 bottles the first place, the next place like 2, and the next place I think only one of us did it. So
But do you like wine a lot?
I do.
I
know it's funny.
Okay. So you appreciate it. I'm not that into wine. So it was cool to taste it and everything, but you know.
I'm kind of a wine snob in a way.
Really?
With white. Like I really like whites and I like dessert wines and ports. Moscato is like one of my favorites.
Yeah, Moscato is cool.
I like the really sweet ones. So when it comes to red wine, I don't like red wine normally unless it's got to be a really, really good red wine. So at the first place, I was like, this is all suck. And I was like, this isn't working. And then the next place, I was like, I was like shockingly surprised that I liked, you know, a couple of them. Right. And then like the third place we went to was like, damn, these are actually pretty good. But it could have been because I was getting drunker.
Yeah,
so
probably.
Like, who knows? Yeah. I'm like, it's all fine.
And they let you have what, like 6 different wines or something while you're there?
Yeah, each time.
Yeah.
And so then you can go back and revisit one if you're not sure about it. And I'm like, I want to revisit this one and this one. I can't decide between the two. And it's like, just give me more drink. And we're laughing at each other like, we're only doing it because like, we want more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, so wine country is pretty cool. But I hear that up north, when you go really north, there's a lot of cool stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like really wine country
stuff,
you know, like Sonoma and all these places there. So
I really want to go up to Carmel. Mm. And go do the whole Carmel thing.
Carmel is amazing.
Yeah. I've never done that.
You've never been there?
No.
Oh,
no.
It's beautiful. That whole area there, Monterey, and, you know, it's pretty nice.
That's what I've
heard. So on your way to San Francisco, you should probably stop off there or something.
I should. Next time, it'll be like the next trip or something.
Yeah.
Every so often, we do something.
Yeah.
And actually, there's this thing that it was so funny. We were up there, and I was talking about, we were watching like some animal thing. And I was talking about how I really want to go to the San Diego Zoo on the safari ride. I've heard that they have one. I want to go. And randomly, I'm actually like going to tweet about it, but so everyone can check my Twitter page. But San Diego Zoo put a thing out, and it's only for today. I think it's like the last day, and it's $21 to go on their safari ride.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So weird. I was just talking about it, but that happens to me all the time. I say it, and it happens.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, I wish they put it on, you know, like Lifebook or like one of those, you know, Groupon things or whatever, and they did. Living Social. So it's on Living Social, so I'm going to tweet about it. So anyone who wants to go, it's $21 for a ticket. And that's like, that's half off. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have to go on the safari.
Really?
You go on a safari around the zoo. Like an actual, like it's, they have a wildlife preservation with like tons of like wild animals like in Africa. And
really?
You go on a safari. Yeah.
Because I've been there. I don't remember that.
It's
is that new?
It's a whole other section.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would they have room for safari there?
I have no idea. I don't know how big it is or anything, but
it is a big zoo though.
Yeah, well, it's one of the largest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to take the tram around it, you know, because it's so big.
Yeah, I'm really
uphill
excited.
And stuff, yeah. So you'll probably walk the whole thing. You like you like doing that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Have you been to SeaWorld?
I haven't been to the SeaWorld there.
Yeah.
I've been to SeaWorld on the East Coast.
Right.
And I think aren't there 2 of them over there? Or maybe not. I feel like, I don't know, whatever. I know I've been to the one in Florida, and I feel like there was another one, maybe not. But I've not been to the one here. Been to the one here, so definitely.
But you've seen the shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same.
Yeah. Oh, because we have a mini show in Baltimore that has to do with the dolphins and whatnot. Because, you know, the Baltimore is the National Aquarium. It's really funny. So growing up in Baltimore, you know, you've got the aquarium there, and you've got the D.C. Zoo, and you've got all this stuff. And I never realized when it's at the National Aquarium that it's like the main aquarium of the entire U.S.
Right.
is right here in Baltimore.
Really?
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the largest and the best one. It's the national one.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize that. I just thought it just said that. When you're growing up, you're like kind of like you just go all the time, like whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that I was actually like spoiled.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it really is like the main one.
Yeah,
and then
like
there's
a big deal.
Yeah. And then there's the D.C. Zoo, which is the main zoo, which is right there as well. So I grew up with everything right there. And we went to all the shows and they have like a dolphin section in the zoo now. Well, they've had it for years. And it's awesome. They have like all kinds of shows and stuff with it. So
yeah, it's cool. Did you ever swim with the dolphins?
I've always wanted to do that. I've never done that.
My kids did that when they were younger. We took them there and stuff. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is like magical.
I've
those
always
dolphins.
Wanted to. You know, it's funny because when we went up north this weekend, you know, the seals, like the lady that got killed because she was eaten by a shark was something with the seals. So we went, and there are hundreds of seals all over the water. And it's kind of like, they're so cute. Like, I get why she went and swam with them, because they're like, they like humans, it's all fine, like, whatever. And I'm like, that would be really cool to swim with the seals or swim with dolphins.
Right.
And yeah, I haven't done it. I've always wanted to. I want to swim with sharks too. I want to go on the shark tank.
One of the few things you hadn't done yet.
I know. One of the few things. But you know how you can go to like one of the, I think it was Disney actually, in Florida, where you can swim with the rays.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's like certain kind of baby sharks that they don't touch you. That's fine. Yeah. And there's the rays and something else that are in there. I forget. They're all like supposed to be like scary or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to dive in it. You have to like just float on the top of the water.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, it was funny because I remember like everyone went and I was like freaking out, like the shark's gonna get me. Oh my God. And I did it and I'm like, this is stupid. But so I've done that. I'm like, but I want to get an actual shark tank. Like, you know, they put you in the tanks and they drop you underwater and you go and like you literally there's sharks around you.
Right.
It would be so rad.
Yeah.
I know that's insane.
You want to do that?
But like I really want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be.
Yeah, in the shark cage.
So cool to do that. And we were going to do that on my TV show when we had Project My World that we did all the crazy stuff. We were in Australia, and Australia is known for like doing this,
right.
But it was all the way over in Perth, and we went all over Australia except for Perth.
I see.
So, yeah, we didn't, but...
So you didn't do that.
Well, because it costs, like, so much money to do it. It's, like, 30 grand, and then if you want, like, you know, a camera crew through there, it's another or whatever.
Wow.
And it's just, like, ridiculous, and they wouldn't budge with us.
Right.
And we're kind of like, here, we're putting you on national TV, so... Mm. But they don't really care, because they get a lot of people that come to them anyway.
Yeah. But even if they give you a discount, it's still like, what, $10,000 or something?
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it.
And the network was paying for it, but I mean, we have a budget, you know? And
right. And
most places that we went to, like the crazy things we did, were given to us for free because we're promoting their place on TV.
Right.
And we went through the film commission and everything, but this company just wouldn't budge. And we were like, all right, whatever. And it was all the way in Perth and it would take us forever to get there. So it was just like, all right, never mind. But I've always wanted to do it. So that's my next venture.
Yeah, there you go. We have to arrange something for
you. Yeah.
As far as that goes,
If anyone knows anyone who runs Shark Tanks, please. Feel free to call in to the show.
In a couple of minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in who is a host with the station. And he does a show called Cannabis Nation.
Of course he does.
I know. There's been a lot of marijuana around this show lately, huh?
I think it's just around you.
Shut up.
It's all good.
So that's funny, you know. Did I tell you about the ugly meter?
Yes.
I have this app here. We haven't done it yet.
Huh? Yeah, we haven't want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's do it, Sam. What is my ugly meter?
Okay, let me take a picture of you.
Oh, now, my God. He's really doing this.
Yeah. The thing is that, don't smile.
Okay.
And
I put my hair back? Well, it's already back.
It's probably not going to work because you're too far from me. But
I'll stick my face further in the camera. Yeah. Hold on.
No, I can't do that because it doesn't zoom really.
It doesn't?
Here, you can take your own picture.
Oh, great.
Here.
Okay.
Just have it like between the lines there. Now, this ugly meter is an iPhone app. And don't smile or anything. Just look at it naturally. It's called the ugly meter. And I heard about this and I thought, let me check this out, you know. So
did you take
the picture?
I think I did it.
Let me see it.
Like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, so give it to me now.
All right.
And then you need to like give it some adjustments here. So
Check
this out. I'm gonna tell it like where the top of the forehead is.
Okay.
Okay, and then next I'm gonna show it the bottom of your chin.
Okay.
Okay, and then the sides of your face, you see?
Yeah.
So what it does is it measures the ratio, I guess, of distances with your eyes.
Yeah, and if it's in proportion or not.
Yeah, exactly. And then I guess
here we go.
Yeah, so this is the center of your face.
I got the ugly meter.
The smile. Now, the thing is that you have to remember something.
What?
This thing is not reliable because every time you use it, it gives you a different score. But it's here. So I'm still adjusting the eyes now. And now the nose.
This is hilarious. Wow.
And let's see.
The iPhone, okay, all the things that you get to do. Wow,
see,
what?
It like scans your face and stuff.
That's crazy.
Know?
It looks like my eyes
which
are
is all bullshit.
You like undid my eye.
Yeah.
But you said my eye was lower than it was. I can see it on there. So the one eye.
Okay, well, I can't go back. So you got 52 out of 100.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you're average. But you know what?
Nice.
It's hard. No, it's, look, some people get 2 and 3, you know. Here, let me do mine and see how terrible I'm doing here.
Now I'm going to be addicted to doing it because, like, every day it'll be, you know what I mean?
I know. It's like, and it's different, but it starts a lot of fights between people, you know.
Wow.
Let me see.
It is, but I've heard about these were banned. They were getting banned, apparently, because kids in schools were doing it and they were crying. They were like,
really?
Oh, my God, you're ugly.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not. I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to do this because it's on the radio and you can't really see it. But I hardly,
we
highly
post them on Facebook.
Yeah, I highly recommend them.
Getting the ugly meter.
Get the ugly meter.
What the hell?
Okay, here are guests calling.
Right.
So, Mike, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning to you guys. How's it going?
Good.
This is Mike Booten of the show Cannabis Nation. And that's on every Friday at 5 p.m., right?
Correct.
Okay.
Cool.
So where are you calling us from? What part of the country are you in, Mike?
Well, I'm in way Northern California, further than the wineries, you know, way up here by the Oregon border, in the Emerald Triangle in Trinity County.
Yeah. The Emerald Triangle. I like that name.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it's the Emerald.
Well, and you know, what? The wineries, that's a lot of fun and that's great, but you know, I would live for the day when we could have the very same thing up here in the Triangle where you could come to different farms and try our product. That would be an amazing thing.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, as long as adults, right?
Right.
I mean, we can be trusted with this.
Yeah,
that
I
would
think
be cool.
So, yeah.
I am just an idiot when I smoke weed. Like, I haven't smoked weed in years because I just became, like, I burned my hair and lit it on fire. Like, my accident.
Well, it sounds like, first off, you need a vaporizer then.
Like, yeah. You know, I was just an idiot. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then another time, it's like, if you even try to drive for me, like, I see trees in the road. I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
What's in the road?
Yeah. No, she's into booze, man. She's into booze.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, like anything else, though, I mean, you shouldn't drive when you're, you know, consuming substances. But, you know, part of it could just be, too, that a lot of people, you know, beer and wine and those kind of things, they're easy because they come in measured amounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And marijuana really doesn't. So people that are maybe inexperienced with marijuana can really easily smoke more than they really need to, boom, right out of the gate.
Right.
So I think being measured with it is a good idea.
Yeah. Now, you're very, very involved in this. Would you say you're an activist as far as marijuana?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Definitely. I mean, if you have a show and you talk about it and stuff, so obviously you feel strongly about it.
Right.
Now, so what do you do up there, up north, Mike?
Well, basically what we do is we try to help people because, number one, marijuana is medicine. It's unique in that, you know, it can be a recreational substance, but it has all these other qualities that make it unique. And the people of California and other states, you know, we kind of went back. A lot of people don't know that at one time in this country, we had 33 states that had marijuana as medicine laws on their books.
Wow.
And but then the Reagan administration came along and pretty much put an end to all of that. But so we're trying to implement marijuana as medicine again, and we basically cultivate and take care of people in a closed group. People belong to our farm, and you know, we perform for them.
Wow, that's a pretty unique setup, I think, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because mostly in California, you know, people are pretty used to all the dispensary model and all of the news that's involved with that. But really, and not trying, I think we need those. We sort of need to come at it a little bit differently. I think that for my money, I don't think neon and naked girls is getting us down the road very far. But at the same time, I think what the people of California intended was that people would be able to come together as sort of like Moose Lodge, Elk Lodge type thing, where, you know, it's more personal, it's more, it's it's not just open to the public. Anybody can walk in, which brings all those concerns, you know, of the parents and the school zones and things like that.
Right. Now, do you have to get a license to grow marijuana? I mean, other than the just, you know, the normal recommendation from a doctor, what's the limit?
Well, no, yes and no, and because, well, and who knows the law, really? I mean, that's the problem with this whole issue, is with the federal government deciding that they don't want to budge and they want to be obtuse. And I mean, we did a little bit about this on our show, and we could do a whole show about it again.
Right.
All of the marijuana laws in our country are based on demonstrable lies.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, you know, why we can't see that and fix it. But with these pseudo legislation attempts, this, you know, it's sort of legal. It's not legal. It's who knows. Basically, it boils down to your jurisdiction. They are either going to, you're going to have a relationship with them or not. You are going to definitely need to have a Board of Equalization seller's permit, or you won't be considered legal by anybody.
Right.
If you're accepting any remuneration, which is legal by the law.
Right.
You know, nonprofit doesn't mean free.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, basically, now I may have lost my train of thought, but no license really, other than, you know, a lot of people, if you're going to be a strict nonprofit, then they'll follow the lines of law that, you know, that create those entities.
Right, yeah. So I guess, you know, some people have decided that, you know, they're going to grow it and try to grow it legally, but you still have the federal government to deal with, right?
Well, yes, and that's the rub. See, what they've done is they've put marijuana on Schedule 1, saying that it has no medical value, that it is one of the most dangerous drugs, wow. While at the same time they have more dangerous drugs on a lower schedule, wow. On Schedule 2. You know, I mean, I believe cocaine is on Schedule 2. I believe maybe, I don't know, I should know better, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't belong on Schedule 1. It's just a parlor trick to keep it illegal, because really marijuana has never hurt anybody. You cannot find one instance in the history of mankind of a toxic overdose on marijuana. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And so therefore, when you can also at the same time prove that it's medicine, and a lot of people don't know, there's a federal medical marijuana program. The federal government to this day still gives out marijuana to, I believe it's 3 people now.
Really?
3 people? Oh, my God.
Right, so how can that be?
Yeah. Wow. So now I'm wondering, I mean, at least in California and Colorado and some other states, now it's medical marijuana is legal as far as the state is concerned, but you still have the federal government to worry about. Now, have you heard of anybody that really got in trouble by the federal government and they're okay as far as California is concerned?
Yes. It happens all the time. And I think a lot of the confusion, you know, people are getting after Obama and, you know, this and that and the other thing. But I think it's a little more complicated than that. I think that basically what's happened is that because it's legal statewide, and state and city and municipalities really can't just ride roughshod over people that either they don't like or that they don't feel are right for their, you know, community, what they'll do is they'll just call in the federal government.
Mm.
And I think then the feds are obligated to come and perform their duties, and they'll come and do the raid. I have a hard time believing that they are sitting around making a list and executing it one by one by one by one by one. They may in some of the bigger instances, but then at the same time, we see that some of the biggest ones in the state have not even been touched. So
yeah.
You can't really make sense of how it all is unfolding.
Right. Now, why do you think the government is, like, so opposed to this? I mean, it's just a plant, like you always mention on your show, and it's harmless and everything. Why is this country still, like, divided as far as, you know, legalizing marijuana nationwide?
Well, I'm really glad you asked me that, Sam, because that's kind of where I was going with my point a minute ago, and that is it's divided because we're taught that if to be a good citizen, you obey the law.
Right.
And we aren't really taught to think through things and think for ourselves. So if a law is based on a lie, what obligation do I have to obey it?
Yeah.
Is that American? I don't think it is. I don't think it's American to make laws based on lies. But what it boils down to is marijuana is valuable. That's what it boils down to, is that when you look at the facts, marijuana and its all of its in all of its forms, and what I mean by that is, you know, you have corn, right? You have sweet corn that you can eat. You have Indian corn, popcorn, but it's all corn.
Right.
Well, it's all marijuana, whether you're talking hemp or psychoactive marijuana. But when you look at the hemp plant, and you see that you can make 25,000 products out of it, could completely get away and stop using foreign oil and stop polluting our globe, you see the rub becomes that patented synthetic products that are derived from oil cannot compete with hemp.
Yeah.
Wow. They can't. It's about the money.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, do you think, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, at least as far as the state is concerned, now that we have medical marijuana and stuff, at least that's what we call it, I have a feeling it's not too far off until they actually legalize it for recreational use, don't you think? Like the cat's out of the bag now?
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing with, like, the federal is what really just bothers me. It's the fact that, like, state says it's okay for medical uses, yet the federal, how they just went in and raided everything, like, that's just, that's bullshit. Excuse me, but it's like, make up your mind. Yeah, and I feel like it really irritates me how state laws are different than federal laws. So, like, state law says, it's fine. It's totally legal. Go in and, do, you know, get your card. And it's all legit, whatever. And then here the feds can come in and just raid you.
Yeah.
I think that's completely retarded. So I think before the state is actually going to legalize anything saying recreational use, the federal government has to first, like, allow the fact that to accept the medical uses first, I think.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, I think that, you know, what she's describing is absolutely accurate, and the real sorrow and tragedy of it is that their actions cause more harm to our society than the purported problems associated with marijuana. It really boils down to the fact that we have all of this baggage and all of this stigma that goes all the way back to the 30s. In this country when
Prohibition era and stuff?
Well, some of the very first marijuana law was basically totally racist in the sense that it was a way to deal with the Mexican population in the Southwest and what was perceived as a black problem in New York City. And the history is very clear on it, that it's progressed from there to become this tool. Did you know that that we have become number one in incarceration in the world. Off the back of this failed policy, we have 25% of the world's prisoners with only 5% of the world's population. How can that be?
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are going in just for, like, minor... I mean, I know, like, I was reading about this woman who just went to jail for, like, 3 years or something for just carrying... something, you know, like a joint.
Yeah, you mean in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think so. That's the one.
Yeah, yeah, her name was Patricia Spotted Crow, and she was given a felony. I think they've relented, and they I think she may have gotten out or had her sentence reduced, but they were going to give her 10 years for $31 worth of marijuana.
Yeah.
What?
Do you believe this?
That is such crap. When was this?
Right. And, you know, well, this was just here recently in the last year. But here's the problem, see? We accept alcohol. You guys talked about it. I mean, you know, I don't really particularly care for alcohol because I can never find a balance. You know what I mean? I'm always swinging past. I know there is one, but I don't regulate it very well. But we accept in this country the idea that it's okay to, you know, alter your consciousness, to unwind, to whatever we want to call it. We accept that alcohol has some ills associated with it, and yet we have another substance that's demonstrably safer, that evokes better behavior in the user, and we put people in jail and give them a felony for using it. It's astonishingly obtuse, and it's the most inhumane thing that people don't know is going on in our country.
Yeah. I mean, that's really excessive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absolutely just, I can't even believe that's how.
Well, and you know what it is? It's this. I catch a lot of flack because I believe the only way we can solve this problem is to be credible and stop avoiding the big elephant in the room. And the fact is that this stigma and this perception and all of the stuff that goes along with marijuana is the problem. And what I've said is that the marijuana community is a lot like an iceberg. Most of it is out of sight, but what can be seen is ominous.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the perception problem. Everybody knows some riffraff, low-life, piece of shit that uses marijuana. You'll hear cops say, I've never seen a heroin user, that didn't have marijuana on him. Really? Was he wearing pants? Was he breathing through his nose?
Oh, my God.
Right? They make these stupid arguments up so that they can denigrate, make a certain class of citizens into second-class citizens, but what they are failing to see is that the problem's not marijuana.
Yeah.
You're always going to have the broken and the dysfunctional and the people who never really got a good shot at life, in life. And if they use marijuana, so what? Correlation is not causation. If they had the money and came down to your clinic and wanted to alter their consciousness or get a little happy on a pharmaceutical pill, certainly people would jump right on that and go, yeah, there you go, Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, this is all so obtuse, it's not even funny.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I think there's a lot of phoniness with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously many people are using it for recreation and they just use the language for medical marijuana. I think it's a matter of time before they actually make it legal here all the way around. It's just because, they've already allowed a little bit, they're already considering.
Yeah. We're not going to walk the cat backwards, and I hope that you're right, because, it really boils down to a few things for me. When you listen to Richard Nixon on the White House tapes talk about, people drink alcohol to have fun, people use marijuana to get high. Well, I mean, really, if there's a difference there, I'd like to know what it is, because when we pour whatever meaning we want into words, that's where we run into problems.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find is when I go around and talk to regular everyday people, and I don't make it about, trying to make apologies for marijuana and trying to go about it from that avenue, I try to say to people, listen, you have just as much invested in stopping this failed policy as a user of marijuana, because it's costing $26 billion a year to get nothing in return, absolutely nothing, and the ills and the problems that are associated with it are, people just have no idea what's going on. They have no idea that the human rights violations we perpetuate as a country against other countries south of the border, they're so ready to bail on our drug policy, it's not even funny.
Yeah. I know. Well, this is all fascinating stuff. If you guys want to hear more of this, listen to Mike Booten on Cannabis Nation every Friday at 5. Mike, thank you so much. You're always a wealth of information. And thank goodness some people like you exist that actually, I think, help advance the cause.
Well, thanks, Sam. I hope that's true. I think that we're adults and we can be trusted with it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Of course. All the best, Mike. Thanks a lot again for coming on.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah. So Mike is really cool. I like Mike a lot. And,
yeah, he seems really cool.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. He cultivates his stuff and he feels strongly about it, So.
Yeah.
So that's that. Did you hear about this new site? I guess it's causing some controversy. It promises hot people a free ride. It's called Miss Travel. Okay.
Shut up. I want to go.
And it says, who needs money? Beautiful people travel free. And what they're doing, I guess it's like a matchmaking thing
for
rich men that want to travel, and they're looking for travel companions.
I just snorted. I'm sorry. I just thought it was funny. Wait, I want to look at the site. Yeah. I'm going to look at it right now.
It's called MissTravel.com.
MissTravel.com.
Right. And, you know, they're showing this innocent girl here sitting on her suitcase waiting to be picked up by somebody.
She's so innocent. Wait, is it M-I? How do you spell it?
M-I-S-S.
Oh, I was doing M-S. Oh.
Yeah. MissTravel.com. Yeah. And so, you know, I guess it's a dating site, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she looks oh so innocent. She's like, yeah. Oh, I'm so cute. I'm trying to be so sexy.
Yeah, here and I'm getting ready for suitcase. Someone to sweep me off my feet and take me to London.
This is retarded. I will say this. I had this just retarded incident. Okay, I will admit. When I was younger, I was a brat. Well, I'm still a brat. But I was, like, just stupid. And this a friend of a friend, who was a senator, actually, of New York. Did I tell you the story?
No.
Senator of New York wanted some travel girls to go with him so he would look better when he got there for his business meetings. And a friend of mine was like, I'm going, whatever. Last minute, he decides to not go, of course. And I'm like, dude, if you don't go, like, I am not going to be someone's, like, you know, I'll be an eye candy, but I am not, there's nothing else happening. Right. And I promise you, if I get there and there is no separate room just for me, I will leave everyone there. I don't care what country I'm in. I will find my way around. So what happened? I get to France, and south of France is one of my favorite places to go. But it's the first time I was there, actually. And I get there, and we start off at one place, and I get to the one place, and I have, like, my own room with another girl or whatever. And I was like, that's fine. I'll deal with that. But then she leaves, and apparently someone else is coming down. So we go down to Saint-Tropez, get to Saint-Tropez, and there's one room. And really? I'm like, I told you the deal beforehand. You said I'd have my own room. I'm not hooking up with you or anyone else. I'm only here because I wanted a trip, but you wanted eye candy for your business deals. So, like, I'm willing to sit there and shut up, you know, but I want my own room.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, the hotel is sold out. And I'm like, well, then you better put me another one. And he's like, he just didn't do it. So long story short, I told him what I was going to do and I had to stick to it. So here I am in France. I made friends with these German guys on this yacht and this other French random dude. And I told them what was going on. They could barely understand me, but, like, we had fun. And I left and I stayed on their yacht. And then I changed my flight so that the guy, the senator, wouldn't have to, like, see me. So I changed the flight before he could, like, you know, because if the flight's in your name, no one can actually change the flight for you.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that? So I was like, that's perfect. But I changed the flight so he wouldn't have to, like, see me or anything. Because I was trying to prove a point. Yeah. I told you this and you didn't believe me. So therefore, I'm slapping you in the face.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. And so I did. I stayed with these guys on this yacht or whatever. And I'm still friends with those guys to this day, actually.
Really?
We're still Facebook friends. Yeah. Which is hilarious. But and I actually went to a club that, like, the night, like, night later or whatever, and I ran into the senator guy and I was like, oh, shit. I need to run. But I was like, I told you, dude. Like, get me a room that's separate. Like, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. No.
So an actual senator, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dirty bastard. But,
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm like, you think you're going to get one over on me? You're wrong, because I'm smarter than you. Like, I'll just play, I play stupid. I used to play stupid a lot, actually.
Did you really? Why?
Yeah. You know, I realized when I got more, and people thought you were, like, dumb, cute, hot girl. And so I would just get more things. And I thought that was interesting. And I got away with more because when my parents, it was hard because they're like, I know you're smarter than that. And I'm like, damn it. I thought I was just like, oh, I'm dumb. I don't know. Like, you know, and I would get out of things like that. Meanwhile, I'm like, shit, how do I get out of this one? Let's play dumb again, you know? But then it came to a point where, like, being here in LA for so long and being who I hung out with was, like, a big celebrity crowd. It was like people were always using me to get to the people that I hung out with, or they thought they could, I don't know. It was just a weird thing. So I decided to play dumb. And it's like, if you were smart enough to see past that, then I would be like, you're a good friend. But it's like when you play dumb, right, you realize, like, the people that are using you, it kind of comes out.
Right.
And because they think you're dumb and they don't know. And it's like, you realize who true friends are and who aren't, who's using you and who isn't. And so it was this tactic that I did for a while to, like, weed out the good people and weed out the bad. And then I got so used to it that it, like, became part of me for a while.
Yeah.
And I would say it took, like, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago was when I was like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. This is retarded. And started removing myself from the whole scene and all that in general. But no, it's funny. But yeah, I did that. So yeah, I got a lot more that way. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, and they're saying, yeah, this is like, you know, traveled by good looking people paid for by generous members. So they're like trying to make it like as though it's not just men paying for the women.
Right.
You know, like the other way around. But how many women are going to pay for a guy to travel with them?
Right. Well, here's
this bullshit.
Right. Well, here's this thing. It's also it's like, OK, so is it a private planes? So you're going...
Oh, no, no, no. They don't make any travel arrangements at all. They just get you to meet, to hook up. Yeah. And then you do the travel yourself.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not private planes or anything. It's
so just then why is it called Miss Travel? This is stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's for misses who want to travel.
Travel dating for generous and attractive people. But yeah. No, it says it's find a travel companion.
Right.
Oh. So you can travel. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So if you happen to both be going to Spain.
Right.
On the same flight. Or you're like, I'm going to Spain. So am I. We could go at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Not only that. No.
I'm confused.
I think it's about, let's say you want to travel somewhere.
Right.
And you don't have money.
Okay.
So you just meet a guy and he tells you, okay, where should we go? And then you just go. He buys the tickets. Pays for the hotels and everything. And you just go.
Yeah, but
you know,
I mean...
So you make the arrangement.
So it's kind of like a really high paid
like escort.
Escort
service.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And but it's a legal escort
And that's
service.
What they're saying. This isn't an escort service, the founder says. So.
Yes, it is.
Well, you're not really selling sex for money here. I mean, these are people that meet each other. I mean, you could say that about any...
Who goes randomly? Okay, fine. I would go randomly to Spain. But if you think I'm staying in a hotel room with you and I don't know you,
right.
You're insane.
Then you're not
in the membrane.
Yeah, they're not going to take you then.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. This is an escort service.
Right.
So to argue and say it's not, it is if they're getting a hotel room and you're expected to stay with them. That's an escort service.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm buying your tickets that cost thousands of dollars overseas to Australia.
Yeah, but people do that all the time. Sugar daddies and
okay,
you know,
so then they might
like
as well
that.
That's still like an escort thing.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, it is.
Maybe not. Maybe you're just looking for a true relationship with, you know, with a sugar daddy.
That
you know.
Okay.
But what I'm just saying,
like,
to figure out,
but I'm just saying if you're going on that site, I mean, it comes from both ways. Like the guys aren't maybe they are looking for something, but they don't expect to find it. It's just like,
right.
I want my randomness until I find whatever. But you're not going to like, I don't think you're going to find, well, who knows? Maybe you will.
Yeah. You never know. You never know, you know, but yeah, I mean, people coming out with all these controversial websites. Have you heard of Ashley Madison?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
They actually wanted to, when I did that racy show, they wanted to sponsor us.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted to sponsor us.
We've interviewed the founder before here on the show, and this is a website for people who want to cheat, you know, for people who are in relationships and stuff and want to find other people that want to cheat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I've never been on that site. I don't know what it's like, so I can't report much, but I can tell you that... it's created a lot of controversy, you
right.
know, because, you know, people are saying, oh, you're promoting infidelity and shit. And he says, no, people have been doing this for thousands of years. You know, I'm just making it easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, it does make sense in that way. And it was kind of funny because there is this website, a different website, and I can't remember what it's called. I'll figure it out later. But I will say that some guy that I was with for a couple years, we were like, all right, we'll bring a girl in. But it has to be mutual. It
right.
has to be someone we don't know. And so we went on the site that's similar to Ashley Madison, but it's not. It's different. It has to do with, like, couples looking for, like, a girl or whatever you want to bring in.
Right.
And you go on and you, like, search for stuff. So we signed up and did it. But we wound up not following through with it because I was like, I don't know. Like, who signs up for this? You know, like, what? No. And it became, like, this thing. It was kind of hot, like, looking through, it, like, the pictures together. And then
right.
we got off on that anyway. But, like... we never went through with it because, again,
yeah.
I was like, what about diseases?
Well, at least you had the fantasy.
Right, but it was like, what about diseases? Yeah. Like, you worry about that stuff, and I'm like, mm,
yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going to bring someone in, it's someone I know.
But that would create problems, wouldn't it?
No.
No?
Not if it's
if it's a girl you know?
Not if it's a lesbian.
Yeah.
But who doesn't
mind? So you
would
just take a lesbian? I mean, you wouldn't take like a straight girl because the guy might like her more or what?
The guy could still have fun. The lesbians I know would play both ways. I mean, they're not bi, but they would.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not worried that the guy's going to like her more after this or something and then create problems?
No, because she's not into men. So what would it matter?
Okay, so you have to find a lesbian. That's what you're
saying. Right. I mean, he could be into her all he wants. I mean, no, I wouldn't be worried about it. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't. Really? I don't know if you... I guess it would depend on the situation. I guess it would depend. Like, if I was in a loving, amazing relationship and I'm like, hey, let's spice it up. Let's bring in this girl or whatever. He's not going to say no. Yeah. He's going to be like, okay. Like, what guy's going to say no?
Right.
Every guy's going to be like, okay, that's awesome. Yeah. Fine. And so if it's my idea, then it's not a big deal.
Right.
And, like, I don't know. And if it's a lesbian that's coming in who just is going to play both ways, like, have fun, yeah, you can have fun. I'm bringing it in. Like, whatever. But if you start contacting her outside of that, that's fucked up. Yeah. And that's another thing. But I don't think guys would do that because it's like, then you have to lay down the law of
what. You never know. I mean, he gets to have sex with this chick. Maybe he's going to like her.
Right. But here's the thing. It's like if you have a good relationship and you just want to spice it up just sexually occasionally or once a year or whatever, every couple months, whatever your thing is, then and you invite this girl in, I don't think like – guys can never get a relationship like that. Like, that's really hard to find. So if you have a girl, like your girl wants to do this, that's you're not going to want to fuck that up.
Exactly.
So you're not going to go behind her and do that because you know she's going to bring her again or bring someone else or whatever. Right. And why would you screw that up?
That's true.
So, yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be worried. And if the guy does do that, then I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Do you know people that do that?
Yes.
I mean, really? Like married people?
I know celebrities that do it.
Really?
Yep.
They're married?
Married. Yep. Married celebrities. I know regular people. And everyone, they sign confidentiality forms.
Really?
Beforehand. Yeah. I have a girlfriend of mine that went in as the second girl, I mean. Uh-huh. And that was really funny. She signed a confidentiality form for someone very well known and told me all about it. And she did it a couple times.
Yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah, it's because they're a married couple, and the wife she's bi,
right.
And the husband's like, whatever, they had an agreement, like, they get to bring girls in, so she brings in girls, and that's, what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, I don't know, I mean, it sounds very good to me, but I think if we did it once, I think it would change the relationship.
It depends on your relationship, too. I mean, it really depends on both of how open you are. Not every relationship it would work for, you know? So I'm not saying that's something that I would do with every person that I'm dating.
Right.
It would just depend.
Yeah.
And you have to have a lot of trust with each other. I mean, that's really what it
No, absolutely. Breaks down absolutely.
To.
You have to have a lot of trust. Yeah. And, but, you know, I don't know. I guess people look to spice things up.
But, I mean, otherwise, it's like, how can you stay married to someone for 20 years? I mean, that to me is like, I want that. And I want to, like, you know, be in love with someone that much and all that. But it's also like, you got to spice it up sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and like, it freaks me out. And like, sometimes I'm like, God, I'm such a guy sometimes. I really am like a good dude sometimes in relationships. But it's like, that freaks me out. Like, yes, I want to get married, and yes, I want to have kids and all that, but there's going to become a time 5 years down the road or whatever.
So it freaks you out because you're thinking of being with the same person
Oh, my
for
God,
so
forever.
Years.
Yeah, and I freak out. I'm like, oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, I mean,
Well, don't look at it as forever, you know. I don't think marriage has to be forever, you know. I mean, you can go through a few marriages. Because you want to be with that person.
But I don't need to get married to that person to be with them for like a long time. So
well,
that's
unless
why
you want to start a family or something.
I mean, I'd love to start a family eventually, but I'm that person where I don't want to be divorced. So that's why I've never been married. And I've waited. I just wait until I find the right person. And yes, I've dated people for a very long time. And I'm very loyal. Like when I'm in a relationship, I am extremely loyal. But unless I say we're bringing someone in, okay. No, but I'm just saying. But I am extremely loyal to that. Like, if I'm with that guy, I'm with that guy, and that's what it is. And it's like I don't ever want. I've never been married because I never want to get divorced. And I feel like you can be with someone for 5 years or 10 years and not get married. It's just a piece of paper.
That's true.
Who cares? Yeah. I'd rather not go through the all that crap. Like. Right. You know?
And a lot of people are doing the same thing, you know. I mean, I'm reading about studies of people, living together and stuff without getting married.
Yeah.
So it works. It really works. Yeah. All right, well, we talked about a lot of things today.
Sure, we did. We're random.
All right, Brigitte, I have a nice day. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitte, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitte is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.